The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, threw the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Yes, it does.
It does.
Settles a lot in your soul, all the way in your soul.
Daily.
Morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter. How are you, Wynn?
I am doing fine. How about you, brother?
I'm doing good. And Travis, our engineer and producer.
Morning, guys.
How you doing, brother?
Good. A little sniffly. Just the weather's changing so much.
Did I ever tell you do a great job?
You do often, yes. Thank you.
You do. Yeah. I mean, you're amazing.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I have fun.
They don't deserve you.
We don't.
No one deserves you.
We don't deserve you.
We don't deserve you. Anyway, we're broadcasting live from KCNR 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're also streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and we are podcasted worldwide, as I said. We also are archived forever and ever. A few announcements right off the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
On Mountaintop Media, tomorrow, we live stream at 9:30. You can get that on Apple Podcast. You also can get that on Facebook and on Mountaintop Media. Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E. You can search engine that and find the way to listen to that any way you want. Now, the other thing that we do is we podcast, of course, worldwide, and we archive that also to where you can watch it anytime. We're going to have a gentleman named Scott Thompson now. Scott Thompson has been on Fox News and Glenn Beck. Scott is the vice mayor of Oroville, a city in Butte County in Northern California. And Oroville has declared themselves a constitutional republic in a resolution because of the mandates, which are not law. I'll repeat that. Mandates are not law. And because of that, they have taken this stand. Now, I've been talking to Scott at length for about the last 3 or 4 days, and we've become good friends. We'll be having him on, and we also will be having a lot of other surprise guests on, people that you know of out there that are fighting this fight. Now, today is a very special program. We want you, please, to share this. Please let people know, call them, have them listen in, because we are going to talk a little bit about, a lot about, the corruption in Shasta County, which includes, in many people's opinion, the DA's office. If you haven't watched episode 6.5, that's episode 6.5 of the Red, White, and Blueprint, I would suggest that you go to that and watch it. It's about Carlos Zapata's trial. We're going to be talking about some of that this morning. We're also going to be talking about Leonard Modi and some of the alleged corruption, some of the things that this man is doing. In all the counties I've ever visited, all the boards of supervisors meetings I've ever been to, I have never seen anything like the way that this man portrays himself. It's just unbelievable to, well, over 6,000 people, right, Wynn?
Over, yep.
Over 6,000. Now, the first thing I want to start off with is that the Board of Supervisors meeting that I believe is this Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, at 9 o'clock.
9 a.m. because mm-hmm. That's when the working folks are working.
That's when the working folks are working. But they will be talking about a 13% raise.
Hmm.
Now, that is, I am not kidding you, folks, 13%.
For who?
For the employees.
For all the employees, countywide?
I'm not sure about that totally. I just know that it's on the agenda. Mark Kent will have more on that information. I just got it this morning.
My vote's no.
Here's the point. A 13% raise, are you kidding me?
No, no.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Folks, we have to start stopping the corruption in this county. Now, let's
talk. Wait, aren't they like $1 billion in trouble for unfunded liabilities?
I would think, yeah.
So let's add more to it.
Yeah.
Well, what the heck are they thinking?
Spike those pensions.
What are they thinking?
Spike those pensions.
No, no, no. We're good.
Oh, come on. You don't want to spike the pensions?
No.
Okay.
Spike their drink, yes. Spike pensions, no.
So anyway, as we look into what they're going to be doing as far as even raising salaries, which is incredibly insane, we're going to talk a little bit first about 6.5, episode 6.5 of the Red, White, and Blueprint. Also, I want to encourage everyone to watch episode 5 of the Red, White, and Blueprint and share that. Episode 5, Red, White, and Blueprint, it talks about the color of money.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Edwardson did a marvelous job, as he has on everything, but he's done a marvelous job when it comes to research. He's a man on a mission, and he's done some marvelous research, and a lot of that particular episode is due to his efforts.
Yeah, their whole team is doing an outstanding job getting the information, presenting it, and putting it out in video form with audio attached to it. They do a stellar job on what they've got going.
We have a caller on the phone. Mark, how are you doing?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Well, we had a deposition, very important deposition last Monday. It was the state's expert witness in the 2A case for open carry in California. Kind of an interesting morning if you got a minute to hear about it.
Absolutely. Let's go for it.
Sure.
Okay. The state's expert witness is Kim Rainey. He was the chief of police of Covina, California. And then, he's self-described expert in law enforcement and expert in all kinds of things. But the one thing he said, and now this is an open carry case, right? This is a case to strike down Penal Code 25850, 26400, and 26350, and at the same time strike 26150 and 155B2, which are the supposed permits for open carry that no sheriff has ever issued. And so this guy has no knowledge about open carry at all, and he says that right out. He doesn't know anything about open carry. He didn't have any problems with open carry in his jurisdiction. Open carry of unloaded weapons was still allowed. He referred to it when people did it, when people actually did open carry unloaded weapons, which we used to do all the time. He referred to it as a movement. It wasn't an exercise of right or just someone going about their lawful everyday existence. To him, when he heard about people open carrying, which he admitted was very seldomly, he called it the open carry movement. And so he also admits that he has no knowledge of any jurisdiction outside of Los Angeles. He has not communicated with anyone in an open carry jurisdiction. He doesn't know how that goes with law enforcement. He doesn't know how peace officer standard training post academies train officers to recognize the good guy from the bad guy when they see a gun. He doesn't know how they do that. He doesn't even know if they do it. He hasn't studied any literature about any of the 45 states that have open carry in their states, 45 of them, by the way. He did admit, though, that it might be different for counties north of Fresno because, up there, people might be more used to it. Those people might be more used to the sight of a gun than coastal and urban California is. And so he said that even though open carry would be a benefit to people who were attacked by criminals, which are running rampant all over our state, even though someone might benefit from that, it's bad public policy. It's just bad for the public. So he's willing to sacrifice your life or your wife's life in an attack in a parking lot or whatever in the interest of the rest of the population being afraid. Or what do you call it? He said they have to feel safe. They're not safe. But if they feel safe because they don't see things that might bother them, then that's good public policy in his opinion. I mean, the audacity and the absolute undefied arrogance of these people is mind-boggling and blood-boiling.
You know, Mark, that's very true. That's what this program today is about. We're talking about what's going on with DA and what's good in our county and possibly other counties. We're talking about some of the corruption, and that's kind of where our program is going today because we have some breaking news on things. Did you get a chance to watch the Red, White, and Blueprint episode 6.5 about Carlos Zapata's trial?
I haven't seen it yet, but I did hear some details about it from other sources.
Okay.
Yeah, you really need to watch it.
You really need to watch it.
Got some good nuggets in there.
But
let me say one more thing,
sure.
And I'll get out of your hair. So in the end, here's where we got him. The attorney asked him, do you believe people have the right to self-defense? He said yes. She said, do you believe that they have the right to self-defense in the home? He said yes, absolutely. She said, do you believe the right to self-defense is limited to the home, as the state of California professes, that you can only have a gun in your home without permission? He said, no, I don't. She said, do you believe the right to self-defense attaches to the individual? He said, yes, I do. She said, do you believe the right to self-defense attaches to the individual outside the home? In fact, no matter where he or she might be. And he said, yes, I do. And then she said, but yet you never issued any permit to carry in your jurisdiction for 39 years that you were employed there. He said, no, I didn't, because even though people have the right to self-defense, it's bad public policy. I just got a $9,000 lawyer bill, which I cannot pay yet, and I would sure appreciate some help, and if Wynn could pass out the address, because if I can't pay, I'm going to have to drop the case, and we're going to win this. If I can pay, we can win. And thanks, guys. God bless you both, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, sounds good, Mark. And also, I will call you later because I have an update on some things for you that will be good news for your ears, sir.
Okay, sounds good.
Great,
okay.
Great information. And if you want to support Mark in that, which I suggest we all do, you can mail the checks to Pecan, P-E-C-A-N, and make the check out to Pecan. And in the memo portion of your check on the lower left-hand corner, write 2A or Second Amendment. And then the address to send the check to is 14421 Old Oregon Trail. Again, 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B as in Boy, Redding, California, 96003. Thank you.
You know, Mark just exposes more corruption. I mean, here this particular this Tim Rainey character is saying that basically he believes in the right of the Second Amendment as long as they have his permission, number one, which he wasn't willing to give, and number two, that the right of the Second Amendment is something that he agrees with. However, he would not allow open carry or allow a concealed carry. So it's a right, but he won't allow it. I mean, people like that need to be, like Leonard Modi, for example. I mean, here you have someone who has been, tries to turn the table on his own people. I want to read something to you folks that just came out on a flyer. This is from Leonard Modi. Citizens of Shasta County, we have faced extreme challenges in our community these last few years. From the pandemic to droughts, fires, snowstorms, extremism is not the solution for extreme challenges, nor are the threats of violence. Now, who threatened violence, Leonard? Who threatened violence? What, the moms that hold their babies that talk to you at the Board of Supervisors? Or is it the violent people, Leonard, those 6,000-plus people that want you recalled because of your tyranny and your tyrannical attitude and your tyrannical positions? I am proud of how we have pulled together and kept Shasta County strong and independent. Now we face a new challenge. An East Coast movie producer has spent $500,000. First of all, this gentleman is not a movie producer any longer. And number two, whatever it takes to get you, Leonard, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. And he has spent this money for Recall Shasta in efforts to divide us. No, he has wanted to send this money because he wants to see the liberty restored. And the things you've done, especially reaching out to Nathan Pinckney, reaching out to him as a sitting supervisor. It was in the news. It's public knowledge. Here you reach out to somebody like that who had a weapon, who had it been said in court, watch 6.5, Leonard. Watch Red, White, and Blueprint 6.5. Who had went to get a weapon to shoot somebody? Seriously, that's your buddy? Your buddy who's been with BLM, your buddy who's been with Antifa, that's your buddy? Now we face this new challenge. Oh. Despite the threats, vicious behavior, and downright dishonesty, I have been honored to serve you. What dishonesty, Leonard? You mean the dishonesty like you telling the whole county about how they should not bother anybody in law enforcement or any first responders during the car fire, yet you used those same people to go back and fill up your generator and get wine to protect your home. You used your power and your authority. And what did you do also? Did you also send something over to the DA's office? Did you? About Carlos Zapata? Let's go back to that a little bit. Let's talk about Joseph Tully, who's the attorney for Carlos Zapata. He had a very interesting narrative in the 6.5 Red, White, and Blueprint, which I suggest everyone watch. The battery in which the crime of battery in which Carlos Zapata faced was there was a glass thrown, according to Pinckney. Now, four witnesses that were called by the prosecution, by the way, and we'll get into him in a minute, called by the prosecution, these four witnesses all said that never happened. They never saw it. Never happened. So what happens now is you have three DAs, three of them, three on this case, Wynn, three of them.
Assistant DAs, yes.
Assistant DAs, three of them. And I have now heard that they had bodyguards. You had bodyguards? You had bodyguards? Are you serious?
What are you afraid of?
So you have this character, this Nolan Webster. Well, it's funny because Nolan Webster, when Nathan Pinckney apparently had been stopped and it had been found that he had a weapon, guess who dismissed the charges? Nolan Webber.
Webster.
Is it Webster, Webber?
Well, that's what you just said, Webster.
I thought I said Webber.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I misheard you, sorry.
That's okay, I could have misspoken. First day of my new tongue.
My new ears, too.
Mm-hmm. So here there's illegal transportation of a loaded weapon. Is that what it was? Was it unloaded? Was it loaded? Point is he was stopped and cited for it. And this Webber fellow is the one who dismissed it. The same one who called those witnesses and then just, gosh, they didn't really give the answer, I guess, that he wanted. The three DAs? And how about in the DA's office? What's going on there? They send investigators out to talk to Alyssa McEwen and Ronin Lund about their role in the recall? Two law-abiding women, one who's a mother and whose husband works for the Highway Patrol? Are you kidding me? Where are they getting the money to do this? What is going on with all of this? What is going on in the DA's office? And then Modi, when he pulls this stuff and goes behind the car lines, when he goes behind the car lines, right? And he goes back there and he gets his generator going. He makes sure his house is okay. He's using county resources to do it. The grand jury is finding him guilty of doing this. And guess what? The DA's office lowers it.
It lowers it from what, misfeasance or malfeasance?
Malfeasance to misfeasance.
Misfeasance, yeah.
Why did they do that?
Something to cover up. Something to hide?
You know, I mean, you have a DA's office that has three assistant district attorneys on a low-level misdemeanor. You know, this whole thing has gotten so far out of hand. Oh, and here's another little letter from Leonard Modi. This is what he sent out to his constituents. Get this. From the desk of Leonard Modi to the Shasta County residents, I took an oath as a Reading peace officer 44 years ago, faithfully serving my community and to protect and defend the Constitution of both the United States and California. Really, Leonard? When did you ever do that? When I became police chief, I renewed that path. In 2008, I was honored to take the oath of office as Shasta County Supervisor. I've taken that oath and upon my re-elections, most recently last year. So he's taken the oath several times, yet he doesn't follow that oath. He doesn't follow that oath at all. He has followed mandates that are illegal. He has not stood between the people and an overreaching government. And the only role of government is what? The only role of government is to protect the rights of the sovereign. They take an oath to the Constitution, not to a social contract. Six times since 1977, I have sworn an oath to the people. No, you don't. You swear an oath to the Constitution of Redding and Shasta County. As a lifelong resident, no one loves this county more. I will not today or any day turn it over to chaos, bullying, and lies. Really? Did those 6,000 people that want to recall you, are they all bullies and liars? Or are you a bully? Have you been a bully? Have you been a bully? Did you bully your way into having the sheriff's department take you behind the lines of the car fire? Did you bully the DA into turning a malfeasance into a misfeasance? Have you bullied the people? Have you bullied people when you get up and you walk out of a room seven or eight times during the Board of Supervisors meetings? Who's the bully? It's funny, isn't it funny, Wynn, how a liberal will turn and blame you for what they're doing?
Yeah.
I hold a deep respect for the voters of my district and across the county who are angry and tired of the realities we have faced in the past 2 years. I'm also angry and tired of those realities. We've dealt with some of the harshest circumstances God and man can throw at us. Through this all, I have worked to move our county forward, even if others have sought to tear it apart. You've torn it apart, Leonard. You've torn it apart, not the people, not the 6,000 people that want you gone, or more. That's just in your district.
And don't forget, folks, everything he does, everything he votes on, everything he signs off on, everything he has dialogue about as the county board of supervisor affects all of us, every county constituent, even though only one district constituency can vote for him. So we have to keep that in mind. Everything he does affects all of us.
I refuse to allow personal attacks on myself, my family, dedicated county workers, and our courageous citizens by those who would halt our progress and recovery. Who's attacking? You just sent out a flyer saying that people, despite threats, what threat? Vicious behavior? Oh, that young mother who had the baby on her back, who kept turning to you saying, this mask mandate's illegal. That criminal, that menace to society, that wonderful young mother who's a teacher.
And what about all the people that were forced to stand outside in the summer, in the smoke, when the Board of Supervisors would not open the boardroom for their employers to come in, sit down, or stand if they chose, to be part of the process of the meeting that the Board of Supervisors is mandated to hold? What about all that?
And so while I respect everyone's right to voice the political process, really, is that why you helped form Shasta Forward, to stop the recall? A constitutionally protected right of the people to be able to recall? You tried to stop that. You lied about it. Did you ask the DA to go over and see? Were you the one who asked the DA to go over and visit Alyssa McEwen and to visit Ronin Lund? I think we need to have probably the, I think that we have to have the Shasta County Citizens journalists go over and do an investigation on the DA. In fact, I think we need to have an investigation on the DA's office altogether. There is still the mystery of the fire truck, but that's a whole different story. Some of you know what I'm talking about. So while I respect everyone's right to voice our political process, no, you don't. You tried to shut it off. You tried to stop it. I will spend these next few months telling the truth. What is that? The truth about your service? What have you done? You've done nothing. What, the eradication force of the marijuana, from what I understand, you disbanded that. You were also against the jail. Seriously? What have you done for this county? Nothing. You say that these people have cast a dark shadow on our community by spreading lies and misinformation to divide and tear us apart. No, you have done that. They have even bullied. Oh, the young mothers that talk to you every single meeting? Most of those people in there are women because the husbands are working. Because the Board of Supervisors doesn't have the courage to hear what the people say. So they won't move the meetings to the night. And they will. When you're gone, Leonard, and your cronies are gone with you, we will move that to the evening. We will move those meetings to where people can be in there. Five witnesses, by the way, back during the Carlos Zapata trial, five witnesses testified that the water incident was an accident. Only Pinckney said it wasn't. He's the only one who said it wasn't. We'll come back with more of this right after the break. We'll go off to the break, and we will be back after that. Laura, hold on. We will get to you after the break. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust. Here in America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we
Tico Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Salmon Mines, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Life, featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Lock down all towns, everybody slow down, give them everything you have. Mask up, backs up, get your body trashed up, better do what they ask. It's alright, okay, sorry, but you can't pray, gotta keep the church doors closed. No superstitions, a saint politician will tell you what you need to know. Citizen fools and brand new rules make everyone a hero now. So
keep your distance, no resistance, only do what you're allowed. Cash that check, go dance in the wreck, but just don't speak your mind. Get your facts from the paid contracts, cause never will they tell a lie, they don't know me.
Yes.
I like that one.
Just a reminder that tomorrow at 9:30 a.m., on Mountaintop Media, again, you can go to Facebook and find this. Just search engine Jefferson State of Mine, M-I-N-E. That program will be podcasted worldwide. It also will be archived, so you can listen to it anytime. Share it and listen to it. We will have on Scott Thompson, the vice mayor of Oroville. Oroville, the town in Butte County that has declared themselves a constitutional republic because of the mandates and the illegal mandates that people are using as law and people like Leonard Modi are trying to enforce.
Isn't Oroville the county seat of Butte County? I believe it is.
It is.
Yep.
We do have Laura on the phone. Laura, sorry about that.
That's okay.
What say you?
Well, it's good you put me on hold for a while. I can calm down just a little bit, maybe talk halfway decent. Modi's been my supervisor. I've been out here in Happy Valley since early 79. We do not believe, my husband's been to all of the water meetings. We're still hauling water out here. We do not believe Modi would have been to any of these meetings. When we had the fire and he was going behind lines for his precious stuff, my husband was locked out. Okay? We're running a farm here. He had ID. He had the poor CHP guy, as a young man, rode a stick horse next door to us. He knows us. He knows his uncle. They were all locked out. Like I said, we have farm animals, okay? Modi has done nothing for us out here. And these little flyers, when I get them, I put a really rude little note on them. I sign my name, and I mail them back to that address that they came from.
I would think you're...
Go
ahead.
And I did watch the 6.5 Red, White, and Blueprint. I have not understood from the get-go why Nathan wasn't charged.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, isn't that amazing?
Amazing, you know, when he called, the four witnesses said that he said he was going to shoot the MF-er. I mean, seriously, this is insane. This is this DA's department. Who is this? I want to know who this Nolan Weber guy is, because he was the one who dismissed the charges of Pinckney with the firearm.
I don't know, but there's a lot that needs to be straightened up in this county. I have a lot of concerns.
Unbelievable.
Probably there's so many. I want the Dominion voting machines out of here.
Yes.
Amen. Paper ballots.
That's something we really need to do. I do want to hear more on Tim Garman, I think I'm pronouncing that.
Yes,
that's right.
I'm hoping to hear a little bit more on him. Our kids went to Happy Valley schools. At that point, they were really good schools. We did handpick teachers, but one of our kids has been at charter for a very long time. One kid is almost 20 years with the county. One kid's a professor down at Mendocino County. The school, at that point, was a good school. I presume it still is. We haven't been involved with that. But that gentleman, I would like to, you know, I want to hear more on him. This recall, I do, we've already signed it, but you can imagine, we signed it really good, really fast. But we want to see Modi recalled. This public health bunch down here, there's a new police. That bunch needs to be cut in half. For half of the budget to be going to public health, really?
You know, you need to watch episode 5, folks.
I've watched them all.
Well, episode 5, rewatch that, because it's amazing to think that our county budget over the last 10 years has doubled. It's gone from $300 million to $600 million, and there's only 10,000 more people. And so, you know, when you stop...
In the county.
And they want to do raises now. I guess Tuesday they want to do raises. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. We need to have an investigation. An investigation, and as my good friend says here, Wynn Carpenter, a forensic audit of every single one of the departments in the county. We need to look into the DA's office. Somebody needs to investigate what's going on over there. How can you spend that kind of money on a low-level misdemeanor at best with three DAs. And now I heard last night, at least this is what I heard.
And security.
And they had security with them. Seriously?
I'll be darned. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's our money. That's our money. And then they send DA investigators out to see to Roni Lund and to Alyssa McEwen. I mean,
that
Alyssa McEwen, you got to be kidding me.
That
She's a mom. And it's atrocious what's going on here. This is the most corrupt county, I believe, in Northern California. That's my own opinion. I really believe it is. These people all have to go. I mean, God bless somebody like Patrick Jones. He's been standing up. Yeah. And there's a lot of good candidates. There's Kevin Cry. You know, Dale Ball's also running for supervisor for District 2.
Yeah,
he's a good man, and Garmin's a good man. I mean, you've got people that are running that are good people. The thing is that it's too bad we can't spread them around, but we are going to take back this county. But we need to do it. We need to have people in front of the district attorney's office asking questions. People need to go in there and say, hey, I would like to speak to Mr. Weber. I want to know why all this money and all this time was spent of my taxpayer money on this low-level misdemeanor. And who asked you to do it? Now, if you watch, if you watch 6.5, Laura.
Yes, I have.
Okay, when you watch that, just I would just suggest everybody watch 6.5 three or four times. There's so much stuff in there. It's very short.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 19 minutes.
Yes,
right,
not long.
Right.
But, I mean, can you imagine what the Zapata family has been through, Laura? Can you imagine how awful that's been for him?
And I think they wanted to break him financially and also to shut him up, make an example, to shut the rest of us up. I believe that Newsom sent Karen Ransom up here to really, you know, break us hits and all of those shutdowns. I felt like I was in Nazi Germany, going into town and being forced to wear a mask, to go into a business that they want me to put my money down. Now, something's wrong there.
You're right. Unbelievable. I mean, Laura, you're absolutely right. Thank God for patriots like you. Thank God for people who will voice their opinion and stand up.
Well, and also, too, Laura, you just mentioned about Zapatas and so forth. Carlos is a veteran from the Marines as a major.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to that position by sitting back and not doing anything. You don't, you know, he was trained, and he knows what to do. He's a bright man. He's a good man. He's honorable. And for all that stuff to be tainted by the people who are tainting it is unacceptable behavior by them about him, and we need to take care of that. We need to take care of our own. When one of us gets ridiculed like that, we all need to stand up and say no more. We're done. Non-negotiable, unacceptable behavior by those that are doing that. We can't have that.
Condoned by the DA's office, obviously.
Clearly.
A lot of people have that opinion. A lot of people have that opinion, and believe me, I can't see. I mean, can you imagine you've got somebody like Nolan Weber who discredits his own witnesses? Seriously? You know, and it's just, but you have a thing called the, you have something where some of these DAs that go in there, all they care about is eating the food. They don't see anything. They don't understand anything. They do not want justice. How could you be in there with three guys getting, that's insane. I can't even tell you how corrupt this is, but I have a feeling that 6.5 is going to go ballistic, and it'll go nationwide. But we need to get these people out of there.
Yes.
We need to get there. And you know what? Here's the other thing I want to bring up, if I may. We talk about, well, it's the upper echelon. It's not the boots on the ground. It's the upper echelon. No, 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 no. The boots on the ground carry out the work of the upper echelon.
That's right.
The boots on the ground carry out the work of the upper echelon. If the DA gives something to Nolan Weber, he carries it out whether it's right or wrong, constitutional or not. He carries it out anyway. Shame on him. Shame on him. Because his oath that he took to the Constitution was to protect the rights of the sovereign. And when a law is not lawful, and what is legal is not law, because the baseline is the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California in this state. And to me, that is despicable. That is despicable.
And like I said, I'm so angry. It was really hard to call in and be able to talk calmly because there is so much wrong in this county. And I do appreciate the things that everybody's doing to try to get this straightened up. we've got to, like you said, those three supervisors have got to go. They got to go, and hopefully then we can get this county back.
I agree.
We don't feel like we're living in Nazi Germany out here.
Unbelievable. Yes, unbelievable. And you guys out there with your water, that's been atrocious, what's happening.
We've lost pasture. I'm not sure our shade trees for the animals. We produce our own meat here. I have dairy goats, pigs, chickens, blah, blah, blah. I'm hoping the shade trees will come back. We hauled as much water as what we could to things. We're replanting pasture, and we'll take it from here because we're not giving up. We're not moving into town. We're not going to do the Agenda 21 thing. We're here till we either die or they come and kill us. One of the two.
Well, you know, the thing is that there's a lot of people that feel that way, you know. And again, our hearts go out to the Zapata family because they have taken more abuse. And, you know, I am amazed at the composure that Carlos Zapata's had, frankly. To be absolutely honest with you, the self-control he's had is very, very commendable. Are you kidding me? Look what Modi has done. I mean, Modi reaches out to Nathan Pinckney to help him.
Yes.
What?
How do you
justify? Really? He's a sitting supervisor, and he reached out as a sitting supervisor. Gee whiz, could that be a violation of Title 18, Code Section 242? That he used his authority under the color of law, saying, using that authority to make somebody do something or to do something that was outside his purview of what he should be doing. I mean, I can't even believe this, but we need to basically go down and we need to have some sort of someone looking into the DA's office. Now, we have already reached out to, we've reached out to upper government levels, let's put it that way.
Good.
And we will be having some podcasts. I really want to encourage people to listen to the podcast of Jefferson State of Mind, MINE, on Mountaintop Media. You can find it on Facebook. Just go ahead and search engine that. Also, search engine Patriot State of Mind. Patriot State of Mind, that's another one to search engine. And Sovereign Minds, that's another one to search engine.
It's all mental.
It's all.
It is what's between your ears.
It is what's between your ears. But can you, I mean, all this corruption, and we've just been allowing. And here's something else, too. Who's funding Shasta Forward? You've got all this money coming in from Shasta Forward, but Modi sends out, I respect the process of the constitutional process. Really? So why are you arguing against it? They want to recall you, you know? I mean, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you forming committees? Why are you suing people? He's even suing people. I mean, are you kidding me? 6,000 people, Leonard. Over 6,000 people just in your district. I mean, outside your district, it's probably a good 30,000.
Hey, Laura, quick question. Are you part of a water district out in Happy Valley?
Yes, Clear Creek Water District.
Hey, why don't you guys do a forensic audit on that water district?
Yes.
We're trying.
Oh, no, don't try. Do it. Well, shake the tree, rattle the cage, and don't let them put you off. Absolutely do not let them put you off. You vote them in, correct?
We don't get, no.
They're not voted in?
By the board. The board votes in the directors.
The board of supervisors?
No, the board of the Clear Creek Water District.
Okay.
Those guys are the ones then. Yeah.
There you go. Go after everybody involved because if they're holding that up, you know, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. So you need to fight that. Everybody in your neighborhood, your area, your district needs to fight for that. Get them held accountable because that's what we're finding. Remember, we started with the Board of Supervisors. Now the school boards are feeling the pinch. Now let's go after the water districts. I mean, everywhere there's tyrannical government being laid out, we have to go after them. Nobody is safe.
Can you imagine?
Nobody's off the table as far as being gone after.
Yes. Can you imagine, Laura, can you imagine what's going to happen if they do pass a mandatory vaccine, if they pass a vaccine to where a five-year-old gets it? I heard a talk show host actually saying this on the radio about a week and a half ago. I think this is what they said. It's what I perceive they said. The basic comment was there's an 11-year-old boy who wanted to get the jab, and the reason that he wanted to get the vaccine, which really isn't a vaccine, the reason that he wanted to get it was because he wanted to protect his family from what? If you get the vaccine, you can still get COVID. Then you need a booster. Then you need another booster. Then you need another booster. What are they putting in your body? I mean, there are what courts all over the place that have stays on all these different illegal mandates.
Right.
Well, this last, I can't pronounce it, the last variant they're coming out with.
No, the Omicron?
Yeah, the Epic Times, there's this last one. There's a doctor in Africa, and the symptoms, let's see, sore muscles, slight cough. I'm getting a little rattled here. Basically, it's a cold.
Yeah.
This is the most insane thing I've ever seen.
It's control.
Yes. Well, okay. The face mask, because I won't wear a mask, but I bought a face shield because I can breathe in them. We don't go to town too often anyway. But across the top of it, I wrote, this is about control. On one side, it's wrote F. Biden. On the other side, F. Newsom. You know, but this whole thing, we're not taking that vaccine, and it's not a vaccine.
No, it's not.
This is,
and it doesn't work anyway.
Correct. So what's the blank?
I mean, you know, what's hilarious to me is the you see something like, you know, football players, baseball players, teams can't field coaching staffs. That seven people on the coaching staff, I think it was the Saints, seven of them are out.
Right.
They were out because they had had the jab, yet they were out because they had COVID. What the hell? I mean, I can't even believe in this county. I mean, folks, you need to rise up. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. It doesn't matter what your political persuasion is. You need to rise up. Is it okay? Is it okay that we are allowing these things to happen? And the sheriff's job should be to stand between these things by saying, I will not enforce these mandates is not the same as standing between and saying, you can't go into this business because you're violating their constitutional rights.
Interposition.
And their position. And that's what the sheriff's supposed to do. And we're giving kudos to people who are saying, I won't go in there and prosecute. Oh, okay. Okay, so you're not going to tell OSHA, hey, out of here. Oh, yes, you should. Because you take an oath of office. You take an oath to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California. And we all know in Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, it specifically states that the state of California believes that the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land, and the state of California is an inseparable part of that, which means that, again, and I know I've said this a thousand times, the Constitution of the United States trumps the state constitution.
Yep.
And have you guys been watching the Australia concentration camps? This is Nazi shit right over.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
right over.
Yeah.
And apparently nobody cares?
Yeah. You know, one thing that we have to understand, and I mean, you know, this is something that I really scratch my head over. I mean, you know, you want to believe that you have a sheriff that's good. You want to believe that most of them are good men. I'm not saying that anybody's a bad man. But when you make a comment, as a sitting sheriff, when you make a comment that I believe in the right of the Second Amendment, but I will not allow an exposed weapon, how can you believe in a right and then say you can't allow it? You have no jurisdiction over allowing or not allowing. Your job is to protect the rights, the God-given rights of the sovereign. That's the only job a sheriff has. And Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack, is right about that. That's exactly what needs to be done. And we need a sheriff that'll do that, that has the stones to do that. And we need, as a people, we need to rise up. We need to go to that DA's office, knock on the door and say, hey, what's going on? Why did you spend all that money on that trial? How come there were three DAs there? Do they really have, they had security with them? What are you doing? Why are you sending these DA investigators out? Why are you doing that when you're overworked, understaffed, underpaid?
Yeah.
Right?
We hear that.
But I mean, seriously, somebody needs to ask these questions. And I'm tired of talk radio on, you know, during these weekly programs, they don't bring any of this stuff up. They don't bring any of this stuff up. They try to justify a position of where they are. If you have taken a vaccine, and you're a person who's taken it, that's fine. That was your choice. If you've taken that and the booster, that's fine. That's your choice. Are you going to take the next six boosters coming? Some people have said no. But guess what? You can't take out of your body what's already in it.
Well, we're not not taken it, and I have a feeling if this continues, I think the Social Security, government-run Social Security and Medicare, which is both of them went to the Supreme Court because the people didn't want them. These are socialist programs, as far as I'm concerned. I'm embarrassed now that we are in it, not by choice.
Well, you know.
Oh, God, I'm so mad. Anyway, I think what's going to happen is they're going to get, if it doesn't end, they're going to get to the point of saying, if you don't take the jab, you're going to lose those socialist programs. And at that point, we say, fuck you, we'll live off this farm, and I can do it.
There you go.
Now, right in my front pasture right now, I've got an American flag, and underneath it is a don't tread on me. And by the mailbox is a state of Jefferson flag. And the signs I make, one of them on the one side says Trump was elected, F Joe Biden. The other side says Joe will never be my president, F Joe Biden. I have the initials. I can't think now.
FJB.
You're really making, you're really making a lot of work on the button here.
Sorry. I told you I was mad to start with. But anyway, I'm going to let you go and get back to these milk goats. And I'm going to tell people right now, you better stock up on garden seed. Try if you're in an area that you can do it, get you some chickens. We've got some great black Australops. They're wonderful animals. Get you either a milk cow or a couple of goats. And I'll tell you something else. The meat goats, if you have 8 meat goats, you breed 4 at the beginning of the season and 4 at the late, you can eat off those and you can survive.
There we go. Siobhan's good meat.
You can eat, you can have your eggs, you can have your gravy, you can have your meat. But people better start, like Sally says, you know, get stocked back up and it's, she's right. You know, be prepared as best as you can. And on this jab thing, this daughter we sent to UC Davis is so liberal. It's been almost 2 years because we won't take the jab. They won't bring the grandchild up. So that, and you know, that's a pretty hard stand to take. But this is not a vaccine. We don't know what it's going to do to the population in the future. Almost all of this stuff, it takes like 20 years before the actual results, you know, show up. But anyway, I'm yakking a lot. Like I said, my state of Jefferson flag is out there, and that's what we need. As you guys say, that's what we need to see happen. And I thank you for your time of listening to me rant and rave.
Well, thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. You're a patriot. So
okay, you guys take care, and thank you.
You too.
Have a great day. Yeah, you know, that's the truth. We need to have apportionment to where people can have their voices heard. You know, and there is something, that's going on now, which is really encouraging. When you have people that are harassing people online, sending emails out to people, we have found that even some of the things that are being said, there is some situations where it could be construed as harassment. And not just with the TRO, we're talking about criminal behavior. I've been in business with, you know, selling sunglasses and shirts and stuff for, I don't know, 30 something years. I've had, people, it's crazy. There's so many crazy people out there that don't understand that, you know, even if you're saying something or doing something out there and you think that you can harass people in a business or you can harass people who have a business, you cannot. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. You cannot continue to have the behavior of something to where you think you're protected by the First Amendment, because there is that little crack in there, you know. There's that little crack of a threat that could be a real threat. And really and truly, right now, we need to stand, and time has come.
451.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve LA.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.